Howdy.
It is great to be with you and President Lofton. Thank you for making this possible. Appreciate what you're doing. And Chancellor Sharp, thank you very much. What a treat it is to celebrate President's Day with a former president. There aren't too many people around the world that can do that, and we are doing it right here in Aggieland. So, President Bush, thank you very much for allowing us to celebrate President's Day with you. Twenty-five years ago, a woman who had not really planned on running for public office ended up answering a call to run in a special election. And she had already answered a call to public service because she had been serving as a library commissioner in the city of San Francisco, having been appointed by the mayor. She came from a family that was phenomenally involved in politics and in public service. In fact, her family's public service started even before she was born. Her father, when he was only 8 years old, was taken to a Democratic National Convention in Baltimore, Maryland. And at that convention, as an eight-year-old, he heard a wonderful speech from William Jennings Bryan. I should tell Leader Pelosi that we have a William J. Bryan Boulevard, but it's not William Jennings Bryan. It's for Bryan, Texas. But William Jennings Bryan's speech at this convention that took place was a pretty remarkable speech. It came after he had already served as a prominent leader in the Democratic Party, but he was actually lending support to a candidate who was running for president, but hadn't quite found enough votes yet to succeed at the convention. That convention took place literally 100 years ago. And it was a convention that on the 46th ballot nominated Woodrow Wilson to be the Democratic nominee for President of the United States. And you know he went on to be the President of the United States. Speaker Pelosi's father went to that convention because his mother brought him there. Women played a major role in all aspects of Speaker Pelosi's life. She played a major role as a woman for all of us. It was pretty remarkable that in reading her autobiography, I came across a story that I actually remembered. I was there. It was in January of 2002, and Nancy Pelosi was invited to come to the White House for a meeting. And I remember the meeting. It took place in the Cabinet Room, and the Cabinet Room is a pretty heady place to go in Washington, D.C., even from people who are pretty heady themselves. But in her book, Nancy Pelosi says that when she took her seat, she realized that there were a lot of other people sitting in the seat already, and they were with her. And they had names like Susan B. Anthony. They were suffragettes. When she took that seat, she realized she was carrying a great burden and realizing a great honor because she was sitting in a seat of power, the first woman ever to sit in a leadership seat at the White House for any meeting with any president. And she was the minority whip for the party that she represented in the United States Congress. I doubt that when she took that seat, she would have thought much about what it meant to be in the seat and to realize that she was going to have a chance to take another seat, to take a seat as the Speaker of the United States Congress. The first woman ever to hold the speakership, the first Italian-American to ever hold the speakership, only the second person in our nation's history to hold the speakership and come from west of the Rockies. But Nancy Pelosi didn't just take that seat for all women. She took it for all Americans. She brought hope and expectations and responsibilities. I didn't share her philosophy. I didn't share her partisanship. But I shared the service that she respected and the love that she has for our nation and the faith that helped ground her to be able to meet awesome responsibilities in office. Nancy Pelosi grew up in a family where faith was very important, but so was the call to public service. And it wasn't just the service that comes through serving in politics or in office. It was a family that actually volunteered and helped in their neighborhood. And her mother helped an awful lot in struggling neighborhoods in Baltimore and made a big difference. Her dad served as a state legislator in the Maryland House of Delegates as a very young person. In fact, his first election, he got to vote for himself. He served on the Baltimore City Council. He served as a United States Congressman. In fact, Nancy's first visit to the United States Congress was to watch her dad get sworn in for, I think it was his third term. Nancy Pelosi's dad went on to become mayor of Baltimore, and he served for 12 years. And her brother served as mayor of Baltimore. Nancy fell in love. And by the way, she also went to school in Washington, D.C. at Trinity. And her college roommate is here tonight. Nancy Pelosi went on to move to California with her husband, Paul, who is here tonight. And she was a wife, a mother, passionate about policy and politics, and ended up being asked to serve as a library commissioner. Reluctantly, she said yes. Skeptically, she got involved. But the call to public service became very real. It was when a close friend served in Congress, died, and then his wife went on to succeed him, and she got very sick, that Nancy Pelosi, 25 years ago, said she would run for that congressional seat at the invitation of this close friend who was a congresswoman. It was a special election that she had to win, and she won it on April 7th, 25 years ago. It was a tough, tough Republican battle because the Republicans didn't really have many people in the district. So she won that Democratic nomination and went on to win the Congress seat. And she has served there now for 25 years, and boy, has she done a phenomenal job. Nancy Pelosi is someone that all of us should look up to. We don't have to agree with her. We don't have to support her. But we should all respect her for how she brings the noble call of public service to reality. And so with that, I invite now Speaker Nancy Pelosi, leader of the Democrat minority in the United States Congress, to speak to us.